Welcome to the soundtrack of your life, a place where stories aren't read, they're heard. Where life isn't measured in years, but in songs, because every day deserves its own soundtrack. And today we sit down to listen to one of our own through conversations about origins, passions, and music. We celebrated the diversity that makes us unique. Today we open our ears and our hearts.
I hear you loud. I hear you clear. Every beat, every voice in here. Turn it up, let the moment ignite. This is your sound, your life tonight.
Every step, every turn.
Every fire, every burn.
I'm here for the highs and the lows, in the rhythm it always shows.
I hear you now, I always do. Through the noise I'll carry you. Soft as a whisper, sharp as a knife. This is the soundtrack of your
Quoting the 2012 movie, Blue is Not So Pink. How often do we point at other people just because they're different? Different in the way they think, the way they dress, the way they speak, or the way they love? We forget that we live in a diverse society where everyone belongs and everyone deserves to be heard. We mistreat others because we see them as inferior or less intelligent, or because they have a different skin color. We make jokes about some people because they come from other cultures and have different customs and beliefs. We feel entitled to judge just because they made a choice different from ours. And if instead of pointing fingers, we listened,
this is the quote of the day. Depriving people of their human rights calls into question their very humanity. Nelson Mandela, South African civil rights activist.
I love it. I like this quote, for, by the way. Okay, before we delve into your story, we'd like you to tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and what role do you play at the university?
My name is Chris. I'm a psych major. I'm doing a minor in biology and another minor in Spanish.
That's perfect. That's good for now. Choose what we'll call you in this program. It can be your name or any alias. Chris will be good for you? Okay. Perfect. So far, all our listeners, this is the voice of Chris. Welcome to the soundtrack, Chris. We always start the podcast with the questions that the previous guest left to you, without knowing it was you or who was coming. So our previous guest was Sarah, our classmate. Her question is, what is that specific thing that encouraged you to move on despite the adversity?
That's a good question. Oh, I think probably fear.
That's a very good one.
I think there have been moments where I've faced adversity and it's affected my mental health, and I have been scared of the way it's affected me, and that's what pushed me to get help.
like it made a click on your head? And because sometimes fear just frighten you.
Yeah. Like, you know, just things that have scared me. Like first year of university, I lost a lot of weight because I wasn't leaving my room, and that scared me.
Perfectionism, maybe? Like, we all are pushed, like, if you don't do it perfect, you will fail. And then later you realize that it's not that true.
Yeah. Have you ever?
I have. I still have this fear in my head.
Yeah.
We were talking about all the garbage we have in our heads, and I still, I think, like, since I've became 18, I've been dealing my whole life trying to get rid of the garbage in my head and the fears in my head and the traumas in my head. It's the only way I think that we can try to be happy or live happy in a certain way. But well, this is not a conversation about me. We will have that later. I promise that.
Roots and Origins.
Tell us about you. What's your family roots, and where did you grow up?
My parents are Cuban, but I was born in Toronto. We moved from downtown Toronto to like the suburbs. So I mostly grew up in the suburbs.
That's good. I think that's a big city right now.
Yeah.
About 3 million people living there.
Yeah.
But probably is the place you call home, or one of the places you call home. But home means different things to different people.
Yeah.
What is home to you? Is it a place, a feeling, or a specific people?
I think I would probably say people, since coming to university, I've moved so many times just from moving around from like residence to student housing. And then that's when we moved, like my family, we moved out of our house into a condo, and then we moved into another house. So I don't know. I've moved around a lot at this point, so I think it's the people.
Yeah, people living with you. No matter where, right? So also, part of our lives, or most of our lives, we spend time hearing or listening to sounds. Is there any sound that describes, or any sound that most reminds you of your hometown, or any specific memory in your life? What would it be?
Probably hearing my grandma talk, because we used to share a room when I was little. And my grandma, and when I was older, I'd listen to her talk while I fell asleep.
Yeah. I love elder people, because they don't have filter, right? And you learn about that, and I love it. So maybe because you lived with grandma a specific moment in your life, she also taught you about food.
Yeah.
Because food is an invisible thread that connects us to home. Is there a flavor or dish that means more to you than just food? What memories do you hold in that flavor?
Again, my grandma, when I was little,
I trust you.
I didn't like to eat, so she would make meatballs into like little shapes, so I would eat them like stars and moons. But yeah, I again grew up. Growing up, I didn't like to eat, so my grandma would make meatballs into little shapes, so I would eat them. So I think that's a food that reminds me of my childhood.
I like that.
Childhood and early connections.
Well, talking about childhood memories, which one? no matter how simple it may seem, is one that you hold dear and wide. The first one that comes to your mind, I mean, it doesn't have to be the most important.
Yeah. I think I need some more time to think about that. Is there...
Hey, take your time and whenever you are ready, let me know.
Is there any memory from your childhood that you miss? Or anything from your childhood that you...
From my childhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably the fact that I didn't have to worry about anything like rent, doing this, doing that, get a job, go to school, meet people. I was happy just playing with my dog. I was happy just going out to any park.
Yeah.
But the funny fact is, like, at that time, I thought that my life was so hard because nobody understood me. And now I realize that that is the best stage in my life. And I miss it a lot.
Yeah. Is there anything that you miss, like, culturally, like, being here in Canada?
Probably, it's a dilemma because I'm so grateful at Canada. I am, but I grew up in my country in Colombia, so I miss some type of food. I miss some type of people that I shared with. But recently, I read a quote that says, "If you miss it, is because it doesn't exist anymore."
Yeah.
So we basically have to move on. That's it. Well, in the meantime, we'll come back to your memories. But in those early years, we usually learn some values and principles. And these principles last forever. Which one, which value or principle stand out for you and why? And from who or how did you learn it?
This isn't maybe like a very positive principle, but I think I learned that. I don't know. I think I learned that no one else is going to defend you. And I think if you let people, if you give people an inch, they will take a mile.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I agree with you. Life is not easy in any way. Still in your childhood, is there a friend who has made a special impact on that stage of your life? What do you remember about this person? It could be a friend, could be a family member, a cousin, grandma.
Kind of similar to, I guess, what I was saying earlier. I remember one of my childhood friends,
No worries. It'll come to your mind.
Passions and personal energy.
Moving a little bit about college life. Is so fast-paced, eh? But at the same time, you realize that eventually you might need some relaxing time. What do you do when you need to relax? Do you have any personal retreat?
Yeah, I actually want to get back into drawing. I can show you some sketches. Yeah, if you want.
Absolutely, I love.
Here. I like to draw like anatomy, things like that.
Oh my gosh, but that is so realistic. I wish we have a video, because you need to do something with it, because
I like anatomy. Ooh.
Yeah, you are so talented. Wow. Nah.
I like to draw. Yeah, I think I can be crying and I can be really up, or I can be really angry and I can start off drawing. But by the time I'm like half an hour in, it's like I'm calm.
Mm-hmm. Because of that.
Yeah, it's like, it's a release.
But why the human bodies? Is there any... I mean, it's probably one of the most difficult things to draw.
I don't know. I think for me, when I'm unhappy with my life, I forget what it's called, but do you know when you take certain feelings and you attach them to something else? I'm someone who will, like, let's say I'm really stressed about school, I'll attach that to maybe how I feel about my own body.
Yep.
And like my own appearance. So I think it's like, maybe that's where it comes from, where it's like, it's easier, I think, for me to focus on like something physical and external that I can see and feel and touch than like abstract things like worried about my future. That's not something I can hold or feel or see.
Or manage.
Yeah.
Well, to continue with this, there are times when we need to disconnect from the world, as Jesus mentioned. And what makes you completely disconnect from everything else? And what allows you to, you know, like lose yourself in a good way, besides drawing?
I think just spending time with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think friends is the family that you choose.
Yeah, I think community is really important.
Oh, for sure. And we're talking about family, friends, and community. They are a balance in our lives, right? Like joy and nostalgia. There is a balance between both. Also, could you please share a small thing, a simple pleasure that never fails to bring a smile in your face?
Eating.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the club. Yes. Definitely, definitely, boys.
I really like chocolate, so... brownies, chocolate cake. Yeah.
How our lives would be if we were like allergic to chocolate?
Oh my god. I think my quality of life would be a lot worse.
Yeah, or miserable, I would say. That is happiness. What about fears? Let's say we have big or small fears. And if you feel comfortable to share, what are you afraid of, and how have you learned to live with that type of fear?
I mean, that's difficult.
You can just skip.
Do you have any fears?
I fear to fail in life, right? Once again, garbage in your head. I was raised in a way that if you are not perfect, you fail.
Yeah.
And that is not true. But it takes time to get rid of that.
Yeah. I definitely get that. I think having my parents come to Canada puts a lot of pressure on me to succeed and to do well in university and to, I guess, like, flourish in, like, my career and all that. And it's stressful. It's a stressful expectation.
Also thinking about the idea of losing a family member or a beloved one.
Yeah.
That makes me feel so frightened, honestly.
The university experience.
Well, switch. Let's talk about university experience, because Wilfrid Laurier is like a mosaic of cultures, right? In your opinion, how has encountering so many different life experiences here enriched your own history?
I think it's nice. It's a grounding. Like, I meet so many people at so many different stages in their life. And it's nice because when I came out of high school, I went straight into university and I had a certain idea in my head about, like, you know, again, like that kind of garbage you were saying, where it's like everybody around you is saying you have to go straight into university. And then once you're done your education, you have to go straight into a career immediately. And then I'm now in my fifth year.
Yeah.
And then just meeting other people that, like, came to university a bit later or are also, like, taking a bit longer to do their degree. Just, it's nice to know that, like, there's a lot of different ways.
Yes.
do things.
How many people came to you and said, what would you like to do? It's your passion. No, they always think that they should tell you what to do, when to do, where to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this is part of life, right? Like we learn this from sharing with other people about this. And regarding that, is there anything that you have learned or rediscovered about your own culture or identity because of the fact that you shared with other people at Laurier?
Yeah, for sure. I think coming to Laurier was like the first time I really had other friends that were like Latino. I didn't really have that before, so that was nice. And I got to engage in my culture outside of my family and outside of my house.
Yeah, and continuing with that, have you experienced any moment in the university that made you see things completely different? Something that transformed you?
I don't know if I can say exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a hard one. What about you?
I realized that, you and I have a Latin American background, right? And probably this part of our lives needs to be improved at the university. We need the Spanish culture or Latin American culture to be more spread, right? That we are not like different people from others, because this is an immigration country. So this country was made by people from different parts of the world, and we should be proud. I know there are good and bad people, but good ones are a bigger group of people than bad ones.
I think so.
But I cannot handle the fact that for certain group of people, they have bias with Latin Americans.
Yeah.
And I don't think I represent people from my country, but it's something implied in my head, and I wanted to show that not all Colombians are like this or like that.
Yeah. No.
Neither like me. But the good people is not highlighted because of the place they come from.
Yeah.
But because the way they behave.
And I think that coming to university, I really noticed, I guess certain things you hear like adults talk about or they teach you in school, like seeing it firsthand, like...
Well, I'm convinced that every person wakes up and start dealing with their own traumas, fears, but at the same time, hopes and goals.
Yeah.
That's life.
The song of your life.
And well, the heart of our program is a song. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have chosen a song that defines your life at this very moment. So before you say the name, can you tell us what moment or feeling or idea this piece of music captures for you?
I mean, I won't say the name yet, but it is a song by Shakira. And I don't know, I think that a lot of young Latinas like look up to Shakira a lot. Like, I remember, like, I don't know, like, I loved her music videos. Like, she was just someone, like, I looked up to, and I remember, like, family, friends, and cousins also looking up to her, and it was just, I still like her earlier music.
Oh, okay. So, why don't you let us know what song is that?
Te aviso, te anuncio. Es un tango.
I love it. Now, imagine this song is the soundtrack of a chapter in your life. Imagine that. What would you title this chapter? The first thing that comes to your mind.
Mm. Honestly, it's hard to come up with a title.
Well, because it represents a lot, right? The lyrics are so straightforward. Which is what we try to realize, right? Like,
yeah.
I wish I could speak straightforward to everyone. You know what I mean? Because I'm pretty sure I'm not a mean person, but I like to make it clear. Communication for me is very important, but not for everybody.
Yeah.
And then trying to let people know what exactly you think or what exactly you feel is hard, because sometimes they don't listen to you, but they listen themselves.
Yeah.
And the message is just like distorted, unfortunately.
No, yeah.
Well, don't think about that at this moment. Think about the future.
A look to the future.
The future you want to build here at Laurier and beyond. Well, what message or value would you most like to project and leave as a legacy in our community?
What feature, like for the language department or?
University, a faculty of arts, whatever you think you would like to project. And like everybody would say, hey, Chris, and was highlighted.
I think we come into university maybe with an idea, maybe with no idea, but I think that there's a lot of pressure to know what you're going to do after university. Mm-hmm. And I think if anything, just don't be so hard on yourself. Most people, you know, like they find their own way. Sometimes it's not even what they studied. Like,
yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
You're gonna go where you're meant to go and where you put effort.
And I think you wish to have heard this advice a couple of years ago. But a couple of years in the future, when people think of you many years from now, what would you like them to remember? What mark would you like to leave in the hearts of those who know you?
I hope I made their life a little easier while at university. If that's, you know, just, you know, talking about shared experiences, relieving stress through just talking, laughing, like, I just hope I made it a bit easier if they knew me.
You bet on it. You have done it, Happy. Luckily, it is going to continue happening also.
The chain question and the gift.
Well, Chris, it's been an honor to hear one of the songs of the soundtrack of your life. And to close this circle and connect your story with the one that is coming next week, what question would you like to ask the next guest to get a glimpse into their life?
I want to ask the next person, if money wasn't a factor, what would they pursue?
The person is going to be in fables, I promise. But you should listen to our podcast and see what the person answered. In the meantime, I have a small gift for you.
Okay.
This is a gift that brings a short message. And the message says that thank you for your vulnerability. And for sharing your essence with us. This is a tangible reminder that this day, please keep it for you. And don't forget that you are one of our favorite guests in this podcast.
See?
Thank you for coming, my dear.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
This is really sweet. This reminds me of like the ones they give you at church, you know what I mean?
Really?
Or not like exact.
No,
but like, you know, the white candles. Yeah.
When you can like light a wish.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Remember, throughout our lives, we all experience a little bit of everything. moments of great joy and success, and also challenges, setbacks, and difficulties. It's part of the human experience. It's the nature of life. However, what's truly important isn't what happened to us, but how we choose to respond to it. We have the power to decide whether to let bad things hold us back or use them as a fuel to keep us going. Therefore, the best tool we have is a positive attitude. This doesn't mean ignoring problems, but rather facing them with the conviction that we can overcome them and learn from them. Always a positive attitude. Always. See you next time.
This is the soundtrack of your life. Feel the beat, feel the drive, let the rhythm come alive. Oh, this is your time. Your story's in the sound tonight. I care about the human being. I care about